On the same date, Dennis Fritz received the same news from the same court. Again, the justices found several mistakes in his trial, but were evidently swayed by the overwhelming evidence against Dennis. He had not been impressed with the brief filed by his appellate lawyer, and he was not surprised when his conviction was upheld. After 3 years in the prison library, Dennis believed that he knew the statutes and cases better than his attorney. He was disappointed, but did not give up. Like Ron, he had other arguments to make in other courts. Quitting was not an option. But unlike Ron, Dennis was now on his own. Since he was not on death row, there were no indigent lawyers available for him. But the Court of Criminal Appeals was not always a rubber stamp for the prosecution. Much to Mark Barrett's delight, he received the news on April 16, 1991, that a new trial had been ordered for Greg Wilhoit. The court found it impossible to ignore the miserable job done by George Briggs in defending Greg and ruled that he did not receive adequate representation. When you're on trial for your life, hire either the best lawyer in town or the worst. Greg had unwittingly hired the worst, and now he had a new trial. When an inmate was to be removed from his cell and taken off the row for any reason, there was never an explanation. Guards simply showed up with orders to get dressed, quickly. Greg knew he'd won his appeal, though, and when the guards arrived at his cell door, the big day had come. "Pack your stuff," one of them said, and it was time to leave. In a couple of minutes, he stuffed his entire collection of assets into one cardboard box, then walked away with his escorts. Ron had been moved to the other end of the run, and there was no chance of a farewell. As Greg left McAllister, his thoughts were of the friend he was leaving behind. When he arrived at the jail in Osage County, a bail hearing was quickly arranged by Mark Barrett. With a capital murder charge still pending and a trial date yet to be set, Greg was not exactly a free man. Instead of the usual exorbitant bond that was impossible to make, the judge set bail at $50,000, a sum Greg's parents and sisters quickly covered. After 5 years in jail, four on death row, Greg was free, never to return to a prison cell.